Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The right fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Wilson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Leach reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergess fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Hagen and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vergess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergess hits a line drive into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergess fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbell. The throw from Sparrer and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabold fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verghese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Verghese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Berger steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 0-for-1 in the game. Verghese hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verghese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabold is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moranville moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verghese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire misplays the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire catches it and throws to second with Moranville covering, to double up Lindstrom. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. Hagen drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McGuire out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Sabold fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0 for 2 in the game. Vergez bunts towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hagen is walked intentionally. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Kritz reaches second base with a double. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach bunts in front of the plate. Sparrer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kritz moves to third. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to home to get Kritz. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lindstrom. The throw from Sparrer and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hubbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg moves to third. Buster Chatham pinch hits for Charlie Wilson. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richborg scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.